Richard of Cornwall had in 1262 recognised Ottokar as the rightful heir, but Richard's rule was contested, and what little influence remained to him vanished after his final departure for England in 1269. Moreover, Ottokar had, after a few years of marriage, repudiated Margaret and taken instead as his wife a 16-year-old Hungarian princess. The toothsome Kunigunda gave Ottokar the heir he wanted, but was of no value in prosecuting Ottokar's rights to Austria. Ottokar was not only a usurper, but also dangerous. In terms of territory, he was foremost in the empire, ruling a block of lands that reached across its eastern flank. His wealth was prodigious, being mostly derived from his Bohemian mines and from the lucrative mints he owned. His treasure lay, according to a contemporary account, piled up in four strong castles and amounted to no less than 200,000 silver marks and 800 golden marks, held in coin, plate, and jewel-encrusted goblets. Ottokar's annual income from Bohemia is further estimated at around 100,000 silver marks, to which may be added an equivalent sum from his Austrian possessions. To put these figures in context, the entire income of the Archbishop of Cologne amounted at this time to 50,000 silver marks, and of the Duke of Bavaria to 20,000 of the same. The imperial revenues consisted then of just 7,000 silver marks. Rudolf celebrated remarked that he had no need to employ an imperial treasurer because all he had was 5 shillings. In bad coin was not entirely fanciful, nor the contemporary description of Ottokar as the Golden King. Like Rudolf, Ottokar had also taken the cross not once but twice, and the crusading Teutonic Knights of the North had named in his honour the city he helped found on the Baltic shore, Königsberg, literally King's Mountain, now Kaliningrad in Russia. For Ottokar, Rudolf was a nobody who was also unworthy of the title. And Ottokar did not hesitate to tell the Pope so. Ottokar had opposed Rudolf's election and continued to claim that it was illegal, since he had been denied a vote. Publicly, Ottokar flaunted his ambition, imitating in the style of his correspondent the forms of imperial charters and using the imperial eagle as one of his own devices. Although Bohemia was, like Austria, a fief of the empire, Ottokar ignored this, proclaiming that he held power not of the ruler, but by the grace of God, by whom kings reign and princes rule.